From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian rebels late Wednesday announced another agreement is in place to evacuate civilians and wounded war victims from eastern Aleppo, with their departure from the rebel-held sector to begin within hours. Meantime, UN's Human Rights Commissioner says he's appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zayed al-Hussein said doing the bombing of the civilians by the Syrian government forces and their allies likely constitutes a war crime. In Washington, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest expressed U.S. concern.
It's heartbreaking. It's tragic when you see a government commit atrocities against its own people using the military might of the state. That is a failed government.
Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, but the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said it was government forces who attacked first. Officials from Turkey, Russia, and Iran are planning to meet in Moscow on December 27th to seek a solution to the Syrian civil war. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Janet Yellen heads the bank.
Our decision to raise rates should certainly be understood as a reflection of the confidence we have in the progress the economy has made and our judgment that that progress will continue.
The quarter of a percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It is the first rate increase in a year. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Donald Trump.